Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, as usual, this is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association weekly blog radio show. With us today is Steve Cromer, and I'm Janice Cromer, the director of the group. I'd like to acknowledge first before we start and especially thank our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and Skipper Bob Publications. If there's any non-members out there listening, and I hope there's loads, the Great Loop is the continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the inland rivers of America's heartland. AGLCA, as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share that sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Great Loop. Our primary purpose of existence is to gather and get you information and enhance the overall experience for those learning about, dreaming of, as well as exploring and safely cruising America's Great Loop. Our website is www.greatloop.org. We'd love for you to become a member, so please visit, and there's loads of free information there for you also. Our guest host this week is member Emerson White. Emerson is a looper in progress currently in Florida, and he will be telling us about his experience with stabilizers. Emerson has a 43-foot solo Celine named Quimby, and I hope Emerson will also tell us the reasons for his choices. At absolutely any time during our show, if anyone has a question or a comment, please feel free to call in. The toll-free number is 877-497-1815. Emerson, welcome.
Thank you, Janice. It's good to be with you.
Well, again, thank you for helping us out today. I'd like to start, if you don't mind, and I don't mean to scare anyone, but tell us about the experience you had. I believe it was on the Chesapeake. I'm not sure, up that way, that made you want to look for stabilizers.
Yes, well, we bought the boat 2 years ago in Vero Beach and brought it to Fort Pierce, where we had some work done on it, and we got a chance to see a number of other solo Celines here, all of which seemed to have fins, and a couple of them had parabens. Anyway, we headed north to bring the boat to Wickford, Rhode Island, where we were going to work on it for a year. And, of course, we were anxious to get there, so we pushed along. And in Albemarle Sound, we encountered some severe waves, at least four to six feet, maybe more. And we had to lay down and wait for it to calm down until the following day. And then when we got to Chesapeake, we hit 2 or 3 days of really rough weather up there as well. My wife, needless to say, was not delighted with the whole event. So everything kind of evolved from there.
Well, she's not alone. I am not happy with those kind of events either.
But anyway, my brother-in-law was on board. He was helping us bring the boat up because he had brought other boats up, all with fin stabilizers. And so he was talking about them, as were the people we talked to in Fort Pierce. And I have a mentor, you might say, that I talk to quite often about issues on our boat. He has a solo Celine as well, and he has fins. And so my wife expressed the wish to have stabilization if it were possible, and that started us looking.
Emerson, I'm not that familiar with stabilizers. Are they common on the loop? I really haven't heard of them that often.
I don't really know if they are common on the loop. We did not want fin stabilizers because we were concerned. We draft 5 feet, and between that and fins sticking out the bottom of the boat, in addition, in the shallow drafts we hear about on the loop, it made us very reluctant to have them. We were glad our boat did not have them, but So I don't honestly know, but I do know that we now have a gyro, and we're very delighted that we do.
Let's go back about three steps. I am a total novice to this. Could you explain the three types of stabilizers and basically how each of them handles the water or how they're attached to the boat?
Yes. First is the paravane type or flopper stoppers, as some refer to them as, which are the poles that attach to the side of the boat, and they carry heavy weights that ride in the water and stabilize the boat that way. And then there's the fin stabilizers, which extend down below the bottom of the boat. And the issues with those are that you have to be underway, I'm told, about at least 6 knots for them to operate, and they require a lot of mechanics, hydraulics, electric, and I guess in some cases even through-hull water cooling. So it's pretty involved.
How far do they extend the draft? I mean, I know that's a problem, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so, no. I mean, they don't extend the 5 feet that we draw. They probably extend three. The issue we have with them was that they extend to the side of the hull somewhat. And we heard numerous stories of them getting snagged in pots or, lobster or craft pots or hitting bottom and damaging the hull to the point that they had to be hauled or be repaired. And we also heard stories of how they needed to be maintained. Every 2 years they needed to be hauled to have bearings replaced or maintenance work done on them in any case. So.
Really? Okay.
So those issues kind of turned us away from that. So then the third type was the gyro, which we knew very little about. Upon investigation, I could only find three different brands. Mitsubishi, which tends to be for very large boats, much bigger than ours, from what I could learn. The Seakeeper, which they make models that go in many different size boats, even boats smaller than ours. And then the Sea Gyro, which is the one we ended up getting. And the Seakeeper, we actually took a demonstration ride on it, and we got two quotes to have it installed because we were favorably impressed. And but we got the two quotes, and again, this is up in New England. One deal was in Massachusetts and one in Connecticut. And their quotes range from one dealer said $80,000 to $90,000, and the other dealer said $90,000 to $100,000 to install them.
I had never realized they were that costly.
Yeah, and the thing of it, I mean, that was way beyond anything we could hope to afford.
Sure.
But anyway, so the dealer who had quoted $80,000 to $90,000, we inquired about what it would cost to have the fin stabilizers installed, just out of curiosity. We had already decided we didn't want those kind, but I just needed a comparison, and it turned out that he wanted the same price for the fin stabilizers as he did for the Seakeeper gyro. So anyway, that was the end of that.
Yeah, I think we're going to stop here. This is a good stopping point. Let's just do a quick commercial from one of our newer sponsors, Drummond Island Yacht Haven.
Drummond Island Yacht Haven is your home away from home while on your Great Loop journey. They are your first U.S. Customs port of entry after leaving Canada's North Channel and the perfect winter storage destination. They have a 70-ton travel lift, heated storage, and can provide transportation to the airport. Their full-service technicians help you get on your way quickly or can work on your upgrades over the winter. Enjoy fine dining, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service marina during your stop at Drummond Island Yacht Haven. For more information, call 800-543-4743 or visit them online at diyachthaven.com.
Okay, thanks, Beth. Okay, Emerson, you were kind of overwhelmed with the $80,000 to $90,000 cost. What was the next step?
Well, in talking with CGIRO, we found that their recommended model for our boat was going to cost about $26,500. And then it turned out that the shipping and duty was another $1,500. So it, in essence, about $28,000 total.
Quite a huge difference in price.
I don't know the answer to that. It astounded us, but once we heard that figure, then we started checking around to see what it would cost to install it. And it turns out that our whole package was cost us about $32,000 installed. The Seakeeper, I know, cost, if I remember correctly, it's either $65,000 or $69,000 plus installation. So quite a difference.
I'm just overwhelmed with the prices. That is so much money.
I know. Isn't it insane? But anyhow, we did have the Seagyro installed. And as I say, we've been absolutely delighted with it. I have to admit that it did fail us about halfway through the trip, and we've since had our original one replaced, but it performed wonderfully while it was working, and the new one's performing extremely well now. I mean, it's a very unusual situation, but it is a great unit, and we're really looking forward to making it back up the coast to Albemarle Sound without issues this time.
I only hope so. Can you imagine if you have issues after all you've been through to find the stabilizers? Emerson's going to be at our spring rendezvous in Norfolk in the beginning of May. So if anyone has any questions, perhaps he'll be willing to share his information with us and anybody that's there. Steve, I know you did a little bit of research on stabilizers. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I've got a couple of things. The first one is everybody just be aware that we only have about 2.5 minutes left. I don't know why this thing was only scheduled for 15 minutes total, but that's what it was scheduled for.
Oh, my goodness.
The second thing is when Emerson was talking about the external stabilizers, one of the things in the U.S. Southeast, and by that I mean South Carolina and Georgia, the marine growth on a boat, that anything in the water will get a coating that's hanging marine growth off it in about a week. So anything in the water is a difficult choice to make. So to me, even things like a bow thruster where you have to put a tunnel in the hull is not a good idea if it's going to get clogged up with marine growth. The question I had for Emerson was, with the gyro that you have, what's the seakeeping state? How big a wave base can you use?
Your last question faded out there, but this gyro can run at a varying speed, so we can adjust it to accommodate different wave conditions. Is that your question?
Yeah. Could it be 7 footers without having a lot of problem?
Not me. Not by choice. Yes. Yeah,
some specification that says what the maximum wave is that, you know, it can handle?
No, there is none. I've got some printouts of performance levels at different under different conditions, and there's no reason to suspect it wouldn't handle that very well. I mean, obviously, a breaking wave on the beam is going to cause anybody problems, but so long as they're not breaking, I see no reason why this wouldn't work well. And also, with this particular unit, there's no need for through-hull fittings. It runs strictly on electric. There's no hydraulics connected to it. So it's way simpler than the Seakeeper or the fin-type systems.
Well, that's,
so,
I think we have a caller, Steve. Are you there?
Well, you got 5 seconds, so there's no point in
answering. Usually keeps going. I don't think it's a problem.
Do you want me to talk to the guy, put him on?
Please.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Yeah. I'm actually listening to your show on the radio, and I wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead.
I think we lost him.
Well, that's
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
hear you. Didn't hear your question.
Okay, I also want to point out that there are also other types of stabilizer systems out there, such as air-operated stabilizers.
Okay, I hadn't heard about them. That's a good piece of information. Thank you.
Yep, they are located in Florida, and the name of the company is Gyrogale Stabilizers, and it doesn't use any heavy machinery like the hydraulic system or hydraulics, of course, and it's much, much more low-profile system, much lighter weight, and a very intelligent system. And the name of the company is Gyrogale Stabilizers, and they've been around for almost 40 years now.
Okay, thank you. Are you a member?
I'm sorry?
Are you a member of AGLCA?
No, I'm not. No, I just found out about your show last night, honestly, and that's why I tuned in this morning.
Sure, thank you. I was just going to ask you to post that information to the discussion forum, but if you're not a member, unfortunately, you can't do that, so you should become a member. But I thank you for your input. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Steve, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, then I guess we will close our show for today. Emerson, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate the time and effort you put into the preparation of the show. And we will see you in Norfolk in about 2 months. And safe cruising, and that's it for everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you. Bye.